If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And I am here, but we're also going to head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. That's Atlanta's Ford dealer. And welcome in Dennis Paulson, former tour golfer, PGA Tour analyst and insider, and a guy I love talking to as the majors are around. Dennis, obviously the Masters is always something special for those of us in Georgia. How special is it just in general for tour golfers who get to play at all four majors and some of the other significant tournaments over the course of the year? Is it always number one for everyone, at least of the Americans? I know Europeans might feel different for British and all that, but like, is it that for everyone? Because it's definitely that for us in Georgia.
I think so. I think for most of the Americans, the Masters is pretty special. And you talk to every single guy that won the U.S. Open, he might put that in front of it, but they have to win the U.S. Open to probably put it above Augusta. It's pretty special. And it's special for guys who got, like myself, who got the opportunity to play in it. And I enjoy this week so much that I ask not to work it. I have the opportunity to go to Augusta and spend time there. I did it once about 3 years ago, first time I've ever been off property or on property and not played in the tournament. And it was incredible, the infrastructure around it, and to learn all the stuff that you don't know as a player being there is really incredible. And the way they treat you is, the media is just incredible. The media center, plantation home, that's probably 40,000 square feet. It looks like literally a plantation home on the back of the tournament practice area. It is incredible. And they just treat you so well. But for the players, I think what really brings the mystique is that you've waited 9 months for the next major, and it happens to be the Masters. And that makes it even that much more special for the players that are competing.
As an analyst here, Dennis, because the Masters is the only major that's held annually at the same course, and I know they make some changes, but there's only so much you can do year to year. Do you feel that this major is more predictable than the other three?
No question. Unless you've played in some of the other majors and you know, on venues that they've hosted before, you know, if you got to play St. Andrews a few times, it might be a little different story for some, and, you know, a few of the other courses that they use in the PGA or the U.S. Open Rota. But there is absolutely something about this tournament that, what I noticed when I played it the first time, when I came back, it didn't feel like it was a year away. It felt like it was only a few months away, you know, from when I last played there. And the memories are so much fresher. And I think that's something that, if they're good memories, you know, you can build on those. If they're bad, then it's something that you have to deal with and try to figure the golf course out. And why was I not successful this go around?
Dennis Paulson, former PGA Tour golfer, tour analyst, and insider on the WadeFord.com hotline, gets you ready for the Masters. Today, the par 3 tournament here, Dennis. Are you one of those superstitious fellas who believes that winning the par 3 is going to impact your ability to perform the next 4 days?
I just went out there to have fun. You know, I really did. The first year I played, my kid was almost three. my mom actually made a jumpsuit, and my son might be the first one that ever had a jumpsuit on the par three. Now, you know, all the family members have them. I don't know if that started a tradition or not, but he was on the front page of the Augusta whatever paper that next morning on my shoulders coming off the ninth green. So, and I let him putt the last hole. And I don't think I was playing very good. I was probably a couple under par. I have no idea. I wasn't paying attention to score. It's about family and celebration. It really is. But there are guys that really truly believe that they're not going to shoot a score. I mean, they literally have they pick it up somewhere if they're having a good day.
Dennis Paulson on the WadeFord.com hotline getting you ready for the Masters. So let's turn to the next 4 days here, and let's just break down the course for a quick bit. Does Augusta National right now, as it's playing, still favor the big hitters, or has that been tempered down a little bit?
No, I think it still does. I mean, the golf course is super, super long. This week it'll be interesting. We got 1.7 inches of rain on Monday, but it was kind of a soaking rain, and it kind of got in and out of there. There was a couple of little deluges that rolled off, but the golf course was in fabulous shape. It's starting to get a little skippier and a little bouncy. You know, they've had to resurface, I think, four of the greens it was after the hurricane due to some, you know, damage that happened with fallen trees. I think the biggest thing for the players more than anything else is to figure out if those greens are going to react a little bit differently with a new surface on there than the remainder of the greens. That's one thing. And then two, how is areas like Amen Corner and how's 6 and 7, that area down there, and 3 going to play, and 4, where all those trees that they've lost thousands of trees, but not many on the golf course itself. But the I like to call it the jungle or the buffer around the golf course is definitely thinned out play. You know, when 12 can kind of play downwind, it hits those trees and almost plays like it plays back into the wind. So you really get fooled. Now, is that thinned out play a little differently? And I think for the players that have played it 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, a guy like Phil Mickelson, is he got to learn a whole new kind of how the wind blows from certain directions and how does it wrap around and does it blow through those trees a little more than bounce around a little more? I think that's something that the players are going to deal with more than anything else. But for the most part, with the exception of number 2 and number 11, where it's a little easier visually off the tee for faders, the golf course really is all.
Well, so let me follow up on that, because you mentioned that the guys are still really going to be figuring out how it's going to play with some of the changes, but more so some of the weather. Does that give players in the first round who are later tee times an advantage over the early morning guys because they've maybe seen how the other players are faring and what the greens looks like?
That's a great question. Caddies really pay attention a lot more than the players. I mean, I don't know. I watch some, but not a whole lot. I can tell basically how a course played just by the scores, kind of how they're going to be. But you've got to have the hole locations too and really know what's going on, what holes are going to play easy, what holes are going to play hard, just because of the hole locations themselves. There's so much that goes into it more than that. You know, some guy could just be making everything, and he's 600 par through 12. You go, oh, my gosh, it's pretty easy, but it really isn't. The guy's made 150 feet worth of putts already. He's only played 12 holes. So there's all sorts of stuff that goes into it. But as an overall scoring, looking at it and seeing how the players are doing, yes, I think that's something that you're going to figure out, ooh, I've got my hands full today, or maybe this golf course is gettable. And the problem is that morning to afternoon can be completely different depending upon if you have one in the morning and it lays down in the afternoon or vice versa.
Dennis Paulson, former PGA Tour golfer, PGA Tour analyst and insider, joining us here as we get set for the Masters. It's Abe Gordon live at Twin Peaks in Augusta, less than 2 miles away from Augusta National. I think we're going to talk about the field here in just a moment, Dennis, but I just don't think anyone can really have the Masters discussion and potential winners without starting with Rory. Is this finally the year?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For him.
It's not a problem. Never happened. I mean, you can't ask for a better. He's never played this well early in the year. Everybody behind him, with the exception of Scottie Scheffler, he played well at Houston. I think he's pretty much back or pretty close to being back to where he was last year. But everybody else is a question mark behind him, and he's not. But the big question is, can he get out of his head and not get all caught up in this, you know, chasing the Grand Slam, career Grand Slam? And his scoring average the first day is absolutely abysmal. And he's got to go out there and play a good round of golf tomorrow. There's no question that he does. 19 out of the last 20 have been in the top 10 over the last 20 years after the opening round. And you know who that one person wasn't, by chance?
I would guess Tiger.
It was Tiger, and he was 11th. So 11th in the last 20 years is as far back as anybody has come from winning the Masters after their opening round. Pretty crazy.
Well, so you're suggesting that there's not a ton of golfers that are really in form right now that would lead you to believe, like, just, hey, I'd be shocked if this guy wasn't in contention. So, like, obviously Scotty is in that discussion, but who are two or three other golfers that maybe can find their form? You think the course just suits them and it feels like they're ready either to win their first major or to get another one?
Well, I think Morikawa is that guy that everybody's looking at right now. There's only two players that have had three top tens in the last three events, and that's Morikawa and Scottie Scheffler, naturally. I had some other pretty impressive stats here that said that in three of the last four years, top tens, there's only five players in that miss, and that's Cameron Smith, Scottie Scheffler, Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele, and Will Zalatoris, believe it or not. So, you know, and why I'm saying that is because you think these guys have had a great track record and they've done really well here. If you don't bring your game, you got a really good chance to miss the cut, let alone, you know, finish in the top 10. And I think that's what's so great about Augusta, that you could feel great, but if you just can't control a certain shot or you can't miss it, like when you get in a bad spot, can I miss it or put it in a place where I can get it up and down? Those are the things that really give you the opportunity to have a chance on Sunday. It's the guy that makes that pretty good swing, you know, like Ludvig Åberg did last year, where he was playing great and made a pretty good swing at 12 and just pulled or 11 and pulled it and went in the penalty area and hit the pond and made a double bogey, and that cost him the tournament. And you think about the whole week you play, and that one swing might have been the one that kept him from winning that golf tournament.
A couple final questions here with Dennis Paulson, PGA Tour analyst and insider, radio host, former PGA Tour golfer. And I haven't spoken to you in a little while, so a couple of things have happened in golf since then. Wanted to get your thoughts on the TGL. Obviously, and for whatever reason, at the Atlanta Drive win it. I was, like, very highly invested in their performance, but just your thoughts overall on how that league performed and maybe what it can do to advance golf and personalities and all of those aspects of the TGL.
Well, I think the TGL, if you can put it as entertainment and not as golf per se, and I used air quotes there when I said golf, because it's like an entertainment aspect of it. And this simulator golf is something that a lot of people are enjoying. I know a lot of people that are investing money in simulator, you know, lounges to go hang out and spend an evening or be a member so you can practice and bring guests to play golf on golf courses. There's a lot of them going in actually in the Atlanta and Aiken and Augusta area right now for those folks. And I think it's really, really cool. I was blown away more by how the technology was going to work than anything else. And I fell in like for it. I mean, it's one of those things that was a must watch. I did record it for my job, and I watched probably 70% of it, and I really thought it was fun. I think the players need to embrace it a little more and have a little more showmanship. You know, Billy Horschel is over the top fun, but I was really excited for Atlanta. My producer, who you know, he's a big Atlanta guy too, and he goes, "Man, at least we can win something." That's what his terminology was. You've got one
That's
real
right.
championship under your belt.
Another so, championship team for Arthur Blank. Yeah, just got 30 seconds here, Dennis. Just how frustrating, how disappointing was it to hear about Tiger Woods' Achilles injury?
My gosh, it's so frustrating. You know, I've known Tiger since he was 12 years old, and for him to have to go through this again, I went through surgeries and back issues, and I banged my head against the wall and said, "This hurts, I'm tired, I'm done," and I quit. He just won't quit. I mean, he just loves the game so much and loves the competition. I hope this is like a perceived rest for him more than anything, and his body can get even better and stronger. Because the one thing I did notice this last year, and I think you'll agree, is he looked better than he'd ever has since the car accident. I mean, his gait was good. He was walking well. And that's the thing I think for Tiger more than anything else is, you know, if he can walk the golf course, he can play a golf course. Can he walk a golf course? And he's as fit as you can be, but still walking is hard on the body with what he's done to his leg.
Dennis Paulson, former PGA Tour golfer, PGA Tour analyst and insider.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.